We selected this script because of its visual elements that are there.
That's Lexington Children's Theater Artistic Advisor and Director of the upcoming production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Vivian Snipes, who isn't daunted at the idea of presenting a stage work which has already been realized on the silver screen and through young minds for decades.
As I begin to work on any given piece of theater, I always go, well, what else will they be familiar with? What are the preconceived notions that are present? And, of course, you have the classic movies that are out, the contemporary movie that with the remake, the images that each person creates as they read the book. So you're, in some ways, I don't want to say fighting, but those are awarenesses that I have to keep in mind as I stage. And my first question to myself always, no matter what show I am directing, is what makes this a piece of theater? What is interesting and unique about it in a theatrical way rather than, because I don't have the budgets that movies have or the personnel to be able to, you know, do CG and all those things. So it becomes about the immediacy an engagement between the characters on stage and then framing that within a world. We have fondly referred to this show during design meetings as Charlotte's Web because you have a lot of animal characters who are in costumes that speak, meets Game of Thrones because it is in many ways a very violent show. There's a lot of fighting and a lot of struggle and a lot of war that is going on. So we've used that as an impetus to move us forward to make it a unique performance, which then allows the audience to compare it to what they've seen.
While creating an original visual element to the stage play has its own challenges, having a cast of 30-some children and adults who will present it and represent such a magical world authentically is yet another task for director Vivian Snipes.
The challenges of going into material such as C.S. Lewis presents, you have to live honestly in every moment when you are on stage. Over this last weekend, they made leaps and bounds in creating an honest world because at the root of our story is the theme of honesty and or betrayal is an underlying theme. So we've been exploring, I need to be aware of when you want me to be lying and I need to be aware of when you are not lying and working towards that, which then engages your audience that much more. I also am a director. I love to play with silence. You know, we all sit with our phones and our computers and the television screen, and it's blaring at us all the time. And I find that when I'm watching a movie or a television program, if it goes silent, I will look up and actually watch. And so that's one of those things. I've tried to impose moments of silence, taking the playwright's words and in some ways using the Music Man's think system, think the words, but still give me all the intent and purpose that's behind them through silence first, and then we add the words back in over it. That's really helped us bring a lot of honesty to what's going on.
Well, it's taken 2+ months of hard work to install the meaning behind the words and to get the staging and costumes just right. Director Vivian Snipes draws her inspiration to excel from the simple rewards.
When you see that light dawn and they get it from that point on, and it is this glorious moment when it finally happens and they realize, that's what I'm working toward. I can do that again. And then they do. Great joy. It is exactly why I am in this business. There are so many rewards, none of which are huge, most of which are tiny little moments that you see happen, or the smallest smile, and sometimes the smallest frown that happens, but it's still that moment of awareness and awakening that comes that the child or adult brings as they begin to relate the world around them to what is happening either on stage or reversed, seeing something on stage and realizing how that relates to their life around them, and allowing it to mirror and reflect the world for them. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it a lot, and these people are really bringing it to the table and working just as hard and pushing me, which I love, you know, to feel challenged as a director by the actors that you're working with is a wonderful gift. Mm-hmm. And it means that, you know, this show is truly going to take off and be as heart-wrenching as we are striving toward. We had our marketing director, who is in the production, actually actually, she plays one of the older Pevensey children at the very end of the play after they've lived in Narnia years and years. She joined us yesterday for the first time in rehearsal and watched the whole run through and was moved to tears at several moments as a new audience member. And it's like, yes, we're doing our job. And she laughed and she enjoyed things that were happening on stage. It was really nice to have a new set of eyes in the room.
More information on the Lexington Children's Theater production of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is online at lctonstage.org.